Welcome to another episode of the Watercolors Aquarium Gallery podcast, brought to you from the Aquarium Rush Studios in downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. My name is Amy.
And I'm Charles.
And I'm Eva.
Ben is not with us today. He's spending some time with his wife who's battling cancer. So for the next couple of weeks, he might be stuck with us because she needs him more than we do. So today, not going to be a super heavy topic, but I think one relevant to the season right now. What do we get an aquarium keeper? It's a question we obviously get at the store a lot, but it can also be hard to know what to ask for. I hate asking for presents every year. Like, what do I want? I get everything I want. So I tried to come up with some good kind of sneaky stuff that people might not think of even for themselves. But this was a fun one.
Yeah. So top five gifts for an aquarist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start off with one that is both a shameless plug and one that I actually think is true. Gift cards to Watercolors Aquarium Gallery. So you can...
I think that's the given for all of us.
Yeah.
Or whatever your LFS of choice is. But gift cards to Watercolors can also be used online if they're bought online.
Yeah. Can so. You, I was about to say, what's it? Shop at Watercolors. What? I don't do the plugs.
So we can do, you can either go to watercolorsaquariumgallery.com, or if you don't want to type all that, you can go to watercolors.shop and it'll take you to the same place.
Or you just Google Watercolors Aquarium and it pops up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you misspell it, it's fine. But like on the other hand, if you're looking for Christmas gifts for yourself or holiday presents, I guess, then you know, head over to watercolors.shop and check out some live plants and some merch and some other fun stuff.
But seriously, though, gift cards. Because, so for the last few years, there's actually been a thing where multiple people actually buy me gift cards to here. Because they know that I'm going to do stuff here. But, like, kind of the rule with it is that I have to buy something nice for myself, like something that I wouldn't normally get for myself.
Yeah, you can't use this for fish food.
Yes.
Unless it's like really fun fish food.
Yeah, or know? I think last year I used it for some additives that were like a little pricier and I just wasn't sure if that was something I wanted to use. So I bought them to try them out and stuff like that.
A gift card as a present can be a really hard sell though, because people want to come in and they want to get someone something fun.
Like a living fish.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't do that.
Please don't do that. That's, I think, the number one thing we want to emphasize at the start of this is don't get anyone anything alive except for maybe a plant.
Yeah.
You just don't know if it's going to work out.
And even then, I know what plants I want in my tank.
Most people have a pretty specific vision.
They have a very specific vision, but also, like, you don't know what that plan is. You don't know what the compatibility in their tank is. You don't know what their care load is.
You don't know if they want another fish.
Exactly. Like,
or another plant or coral or.
But it's tough to talk people out of it because that's like the cool thing that you can get for your tank. Like for most people, that's like the only draw, but it feels like, oh, like I know you're a car guy. I got you new tires for your car.
Yeah.
Like one of my,
nobody wants that.
One of my favorite stories relevant to this is one time a guy came in shopping for his wife. I think her birthday was around the corner or something, and he really wanted to get her some new fish for her brand new saltwater tank that was just sitting empty. And I was trying so hard to talk this guy out of it. Please, please, please. You know, your wife probably has plans. How long has it been running? He didn't know.
Like, it's empty for a reason.
Yep. And it got to a point where I was like, okay, just call your wife, because I am not sure that this is a good idea. And he was so sure it was a good idea, and he just didn't know enough about the tank for me to feel comfortable. So I was like, let's just ask her what size it is. Just get a little bit of information so that we can sell you at least a fish that's feasible. We called her, and the first thing she said was, no, don't buy me any fish. My tank's not ready. It's no. And so we got her a gift card, and it was great, and she was happy.
Now, first off, I have to make the joke. I am going to assume he knows his wife as well as most husbands do, and which is pretty well.
That's a bold assumption.
I'm gonna go with that.
He was great, by the way.
But just goes to show that you have no idea what your spouse is planning there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you live with this person and you have no clue.
Like, look how sad it is that the tank is empty, but
yeah.
It's just full of potential.
So gift cards.
Especially if the gift card also comes with an offer to follow them around the fish store without complaining. Like, yeah. You know, yeah.
That's a really
if you can
good
actually
point.
Spend the time with it, help them pick it out, you know, that's a good part of it.
Make it a date or a mm-hmm. hangout sesh or whatever.
Especially for the people who are thinking for their kids, like, mm-hmm. We've got a lot of people who want to have, like, I want to do a surprise tank for my kid for a Christmas or a birthday and, like, have it all set up and, like, be able to just unveil the completed full tank with fish in it. It's like, but you're robbing them the fun of half of that, like, picking yeah. stuff out, figuring out what you want.
Well, and people, there's a weird stigma against gift cards. Like, I don't get, like my mother-in-law, one of the gifts I look forward to every year is she'll get us a gift card for somewhere for a date night. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's great. And so, like, and that's calling too. Like, sometimes the best part is the experience of doing something, mm-hmm. not getting something.
I think a lot of people think it's a cop-out.
It's not.
You didn't get something special for me that you thought of thoroughly, but it's...
You gave me permission to do something yeah. that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Well, and especially if you know enough about them to get them a gift card to... a store that they love and want to support, like, that's a right. double whammy gift to me. It's, yeah. it's twice as good, not half as good.
Agreed. Especially if it's a local store. But perhaps...
A hint, hint, wink, wink.
That post-holiday gift card run is really fun.
Everyone's yeah. so excited.
Yeah. It's all that free money that they just want to spend. It's great.
Free money. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I did write down, more than five, but I did do a list for this one.
Yeah?
Yeah, so should we go, should we do rounds or what?
Sure, are we yeah. saying that was my number five?
I'm yeah. saying that was all of our number one.
Oh, okay.
I did immediately cross it off the list.
So, one of my first thoughts is like a reusable shopping bag or cooler.
Ooh.
So like a nice, like, tote that they can bring fish to shows in or just take fish home from the store in, or just shopping bags. But it's definitely a lot comfier to bring fish home in a nice bag than it is to just use the store bags.
Yeah.
Plus, we have really cute ones at watercolorsaquariumgallery.com.
Insulated a little bit, right?
They're not really insulated, but they aren't just like the really thin yeah. like canvas tote. There's a little
double
bit of a
wall.
Thicker fabric. But I don't know that it would save you any cold, but they're big comfy bags and they've got fish on them.
Yeah, yeah. They're adorable. People love the, are those the new ones? The
Oh, the chili rasboras.
Yes, chili rasboras.
Yeah, we've got a chili rasbora and we've got a rummy nose tetra one.
Super cute. Well, I guess leading right off of yours, my next one was merch from a favorite store. So like,
yeah.
if you know that they can't handle any more tanks, they don't have any more space, a gift card would work, but some nice merch that you think they'd wear would also be a really good option.
Not even just stuff they would wear, like,
or use.
Yeah, like, for me, I will never buy myself a sticker.
Right.
I can never bring myself to do it. But every person, but a lot of people give me stickers, and I promise you, I use all of them. And, like, they're not thing. Like, I have this weird thing where I'm like, if something is just silly enough that I can't bring myself to buy it, but like, you guys know me. I like silly.
Yeah.
I like absurd. Like, I have this sticker in my workspace that says, it's a picture of Sasquatch and it says, "I believe in myself."
I was just about to ask you what you did with that sticker.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm glad that you use it.
Allie is the one that got me the Sasquatch sticker on the notepad that I have here. And I have a zebra shark sticker from her that I haven't figured out what I want to stick it on. I've been considering this water bottle. But yeah.
Allie gets good stickers.
Yeah. And
I have
so,
a spider crab from her.
Oh,
so cute.
Yeah. She got me some goose ones too.
Nice.
She got me a pack of like, she's very thoughtful. She got me this pack of like original 1980 Dune trading cards.
Wow.
I love Allie.
I know. I was like,
she's so nice.
Dang. Anyways, but like those silly little things that like merch, it falls under that category for me. Like, it's not like it's, I can never bring myself to do it. But when people buy it for me, I am so excited to
yeah.
have it.
And from like people's favorite YouTubers and that kind of thing too. Like, I know a lot of us follow certain people really closely, and yeah, like I don't know that you'd think about just ordering something from your favorite YouTuber, but hopefully someone thinks about that for you.
Or like a Takashi Amano book or something mm-hmm. like that. I would never buy one of those for myself because they're expensive, but man, are they awesome.
Yeah. Well, that, I'm going to put that as my next one, is yeah, books, actually. Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Boom. Yeah.
No, if we're not done with the merch thing, we can keep going on that.
No, I don't have anything else on merch.
Well, perfect. Books. Because good aquarium books are expensive.
Yeah.
And they're, I think I'm about to have, in the last few years, I have managed to justify one purchase for myself, and it was that Horst Linke Labyrinth Fish World, because, well, I'm the wild Betty guy. I needed to know more. I needed to stay ahead of the questions. And that book is amazing. The best biotope book I've ever worked with. Mm-hmm. But Michael Kinmin, I can never remember how to pronounce his last name.
Oh, sorry, baby.
He recently just published a book on West African cichlids, and I've seen photos of it. Looks insane.
Yeah, like it's tough to figure out what somebody wants to learn about, but like if you can base it off of something in their tank, like anyone who has an interest in bettas would love to just stare at the pictures in that Labyrinth Fish yeah. World book.
Well, and like the thing is that like this is going to call back to like I feel like there's an element of you. If a gift is going to be thoughtful, you might have to poke around at it.
Yeah.
And like most fish keepers are like compared to my other hobbies, like fish keeping is pretty low key. Like you don't know unless you ask. And so like if you just walk up to a tank and, or I'm like, oh, what are you hoping to be working on in the near future? It gives you a lot of information real quick. Mm-hmm. Like fish keepers are used to people not asking them questions. Yeah. So trust me, they'll be excited to answer. Like you don't
right.
need to ask
like, nope. Usually nobody cares what the stuff in your tank is called.
Yes. So like if you just ask, what's this? And like, keep tell me more. Trust me, you will get oodles and boodles of information that you can get on what kind of book to get this person.
No matter how stupid you think the question is, keep asking them questions and they will happily explain every inch of it to you. I promise.
Yeah, that's something that I actually want to touch on. Like, so many people are like, this is a stupid question, but like some of the most insightful questions I've ever gotten were like either from someone who was eight or someone who prefaced with, this is going to sound stupid. And the one that always stands out to me is someone once asked me, I don't even remember what species of fish we were talking about, but they asked me, why are they this color? And I was like, you know what? That's actually a really good question. And I can actually answer that because there's an evolutionary answer for this specific. It was probably licorice grommies or something.
Yeah. I love getting those whys.
Yeah. Like,
nobody asks that. There's some aquarium books that I think would probably be pretty good gifts for like almost anyone. Like for freshwater, Aquarium Plants by Crystal Castleman, I think.
Oh yeah.
Like even if you're not the biggest plant geek, it's still just a great thing to have.
Listen, I did not, I'm willing to say I'm a plant guy now, but I wasn't for years. I referenced that book a lot because mm-hmm. like it has information about habitats. There's information about like
temperature, biotope,
all this
etymology,
stuff.
Like all the that
all
stuff.
That. It's an amazing, like, I think Ben's description of if I could think of the coolest plant, aquarium plant book in the world, it would be half as good as what this is. This, mm-hmm. this book is ridiculously well written.
Sunken Gardens by Karen Randall, I think would be another good gift, which is just, it's pretty much just a guide to planted aquariums, but from like a more conversational, like
artistic kind of.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Karen's got a great perspective, great pictures, and it's a good, like, it's not super dense, but it still has a ton of information in it. Yeah. Like not as heady.
This is going to sound like really heavy at first, but like, hear me out. I think that also, you would need to consider, look around for reviews for a good fish diseases book. Mm. Because here at the store, when we reference, when we have an unidentified disease, we don't reference forums, we reference good books.
It's true.
And let me tell you, I literally yesterday was responding to a post of someone who was a little freaked out because a bunch of people on a forum told him he had something that was like, at least it was something that's semi-regular, like calamarinus. But like, how often have we gotten people that are like, I think I have this and I think I have that. And you're like,
every
I haven't.
Every post on a forum is calamarinus for some reason.
Yeah. And it's like, well,
dropsy.
Like there are certain fish diseases that I'm not going to name drop here because I don't need to give them more traffic. But like there was a span here where at least twice a week for about 6 weeks, I was getting asked, do I have this? And I was like, I've been keeping tanks for like at that point, like 20 years. And I was like, and I have seen it once.
I really want you to name drop it.
Nah.
I have guesses.
Yeah. Like Eva was saying, the Takashi Amano books, there's a publication of his complete works that I have that it's just like basically a photo of every tank he ever created. Ooh. Which is perfect coffee table reading.
Good inspiration.
I think his, for me personally, my favorite book of Takashi Amano is Origins of Creation. Mm. And it's basically like this autobiography, and it's like, it's such a digestible book because it's not like,
it's a good read.
Yeah. Because it's basically a collection of stories, like anecdotes of like, so this is how I came up with this idea and this is how I explored it. And so like you don't have to read it cover to cover to enjoy it. You can read one story, put it down for like 3 weeks, and then you can pick up another story and you're not missing anything. It's a different story. So it's more like a collection of like essays than it is like an actual book. Mm-hmm. And like he had like apparently the idea to use CO2 in a tank, like the first time they tried it, they literally just poured in club soda because they were like, that's what they had available that had CO2 in it. Oh,
I love Wild West aquarium keeping where people are just figuring something out
before we had any information.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
I think this was like in 94 or something where they were literally drunk and they were like, I wonder what this will do. And so they poured some in and apparently like in 3 days he had differential growth. And then he's like, I got to figure out how to get this in here consistently.
That's so cool. Yeah. That would be really fun to read.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do we have a link on our website somewhere for just a list of books that we like?
We've done a podcast on it.
I think a website link would be good. I don't know how long that would take to get up.
I think if
it's probably, there's probably a list in that episode that we could post as a blog post, but the description of the episode probably has a list.
It should, because that was around the time that I was writing the descriptions and I was,
I mean, I bet it's in there, but if it was just like a tab on the website where people could just, and we can add, like if whenever we find a new cool book, just add it on real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, I think that if we had a blog where we were regularly posting, that would be a really good place for that stuff.
It would be, but we...
Having just a paid... Like, we've had paid... This is all kind of like just meandering. But we've had like pages of resources before, but it's hard to like organize that into like, you know, who's going to our website for resources.
Right. It's very easy for me to organize information that makes sense for me to find what I need to find. It's very hard for me to anticipate how to tab information for someone else, other than if it's literally just a straight list, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of stuff that we should just do those lists for. I mean, like the list that Ben assembled for the Crips episode doesn't exist anywhere else.
It's true.
So that would be really good information to hold on to and not trust to Ben's file storage.
This podcast is a wealth of information.
Yeah, that's definitely on the list to get more written stuff up. It's great for SEO,
the thing
too.
That's really funny to me about this podcast is the people who work here, like a lot of people who work here listen to it. And I get comments from a lot of people about it.
Yeah.
It's that weird coalescence of specifically like me, Ben, and Amy, where it's like very different experiences just coming together.
Yeah. Is there any other books that we want to make sure we mention before we move off of books that would be good gifts?
Yeah, probably.
There's
a lot of species or like genera or fish type specific books out there. If you know that your friend, person, whatever, is really into like rainbow fish, there are like specifically wild bettas, there are lots of like very specific books mm-hmm. you could get them that they'll have a ton of fun with. I have like two catfish books and a rainbow fish book that I just flip through for funsies. Mm-hmm.
I've got the South American dwarf cichlid one. That's a really good one. The West African cichlid one.
Marine Breeder's Guide by Matthew Rittenrick. Mm-hmm. That is one of the most popular marine fish books, not just for breeders, because it's got like all sorts of weird information that isn't coalesced anywhere else. Like the first time I came across green chromis are not a schooling fish, it was that book.
We could probably do books all night.
Yeah, we did an entire podcast. Yeah.
You can pretty much at any like random vintage or antique store or whatever, you could usually find like old historic aquarium guides, and those are pretty fun too.
If you can find anything with the name Axelrod or Enos on it, get it. Trust, like, you, that doesn't mean anything to you, but anyone in the hobby knows what those names are.
Yeah. The other thing is magazine subscriptions. Coral or Amazonas, I think, is a great gift for people, and that's just awesome, just general inspiration of all sorts of different things.
You'll use it year round. Amazonas has a digital and a physical publication, both of which are very nice to be able to access.
Yeah, definitely worth the read.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, well, that's books. That was yours, right, Charles,
that was
technically?
Mine. That was mine.
Okay, Eva, what do you have?
It's a little bit... Not everybody would appreciate this, but I think access to some kind of scientific publication, like paid access, that's something that I often wish I had, but I never want to pay for myself.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I agree with you. The workaround that is email one of the authors.
Yeah, but I'm never going to do that, nor am I going to get around. When I want to read it, I want to read it now, and I'm not going to read it in a week because ADHD.
yeah, like, so, there are some things that I would really want to know that maybe I would, but I want to be able to just poke.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to poke. I don't want to, hello, doctor, would you?
Literally, I have a stock email that I send. It's blank. I enter in their name. Hey, I would like to read your publication X. I would like access to it. I'm trying to think. I can't give you a number of how many times I've sent that email out. I haven't gotten a response twice.
So... And that's great, but for Christmas gifts, I think a subscription would be really nice.
I'm just throwing that advice out there for the people who are in the hobby.
It's good PSA.
It is good PSA. For anyone whose significant others don't get them a subscription to.
But there's definitely plenty of papers that I would read just because I have access to them that like I don't need to read.
I would just scroll, like I scroll Reddit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's more reliable than Reddit too.
Well,
hopefully.
Borderline.
Peer review, I would sure hope so. Although I just went to a journal club where my entire contribution to the discussion was, I have no idea how this got past peer review.
It happens.
That's a good choice. Okay. What do I want to talk about next? I think since most people listening to this are the aquarist and the person that they may be looking at getting a gift for might be another aquarist, I think Wabi Kusa or Jarariums make really awesome presents.
Oh yeah,
that was on my list too.
Yeah, so like even just finding a cool container and throwing some guppy grass in it, it just makes a really great little piece of decor that you can sort of put near-ish to a window that will just grow. But if you've got the time to actually put like either put a dirt ball together for a Wabi Kusa or just put some substrate in and some plants that you know can grow immersed, I mean, if you started now, you'd probably have one ready by Christmas.
Or like get them a good jar from Goodwill. You don't even have to put anything in it. Just a good jar that you thought this would look cool with plants in it.
Remember that one time I came in with like a jar that was like, how would I describe this size for like...
It was like a baby food jar
size. Yeah, and I was like, here you go, Nick, make a Wabi Kusa with that. And he's like, are you kidding me?
And it sold.
I know. That was the thing that blew me away.
They're so easy to set up. And it might be something we should talk about, but it's almost so simple that it's hard to talk about.
It's like criminally simple. Like, I feel bad selling those jars sometimes because Mandy spent an hour putting them together, put them under a light, and let them grow for 2 months, and then they sold.
Which is great. Like, people want that. You're paying for the jar. Like, that's the most time and money intensive part of it.
Yeah, and I mean, I literally will buy things for friends at Goodwill, bring them here, and say, here you go, Mandy.
Yeah.
People love it. And actually, if you come into the store, we often have wabikusas or little terrarium jars set up that you can just buy as a Christmas gift if you want to.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of like a, I got bored and I did something here.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I do it at home too.
I just accidentally skipped Charles.
No? No, we're still talking about, this was mine.
It was, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Charles, what do you want to talk about?
I'm going to go a step further on this idea. Rimless desktop aquariums.
Yes, I put that too.
Also on my list.
Like, it seems weird because it's just like, here's an empty tank. Now you have to spend money to fill it. But I love tiny tanks.
Because, yeah, tiny tanks are one of those things that are very hard for me to justify getting myself. Because, how do I describe this? Like, a nice glass box is very expensive and they look incredible. But, like, I'm kind of like, oh, do I want to get this? And for me, that's the epitome of gift giving, is like giving someone something that like they want but wouldn't get themselves. And this is very high up on that list for me, where like rimless aquariums in my head that or desktop are like 7 gallons or less.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would even say for like this sort of gift giving purpose, if you really don't want it to be a burden, then even 3 gallons are perfect. Less. They're awesome.
Yes. Like a little shrimp tank or a little goby tank or a little, who knows what they'll come up with.
Something in there.
I love it.
I think everybody's got room for like a little tank like that. That's just kind of an offshoot of their current hobby.
Yeah.
I've been telling myself that for years and I have far too many, but they need next to no maintenance.
They're
so
cute.
Fine. It's awesome. And they're adorable.
Yeah.
I love it. My turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's your turn.
Cleaning tools.
Mm.
Like those magnet things, the magnet scrapers for going, those are a little bit expensive.
Oh, I actually put the name down. The algae-free hammerhead float and the great white float.
Yeah.
Those are the ones we use in service.
I use the mag floats because they're the cheaper ones.
But like, if you want to spend, like, I don't know, I think the
hammerhead is like $80 and the great white's like $120.
I think there is a tiger shark below that too, which is like $60.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's so expensive to justify just buying for your tank, but it's infinity difference between that and a mag float.
So good.
A mag float
works fine for me.
Works.
Yeah.
If you only have just the like easy slime algae.
Yeah.
Then a mag float works okay. But if you're battling anything heavier than that, then
I've gotten, and I'll admit, not well established coralline, but I've gotten coralline off with a great white.
I've gotten well established coralline off just by repeatedly, like, yeah. You know, every couple of days you go and scrape it and it'll get a little bit more off each time. But yeah, those are kind of almost terrifying magnets.
Yeah,
you have to be a little careful.
Yeah, you can break.
Oh, the tiger shark is the bigger one, not the smaller one.
No.
So yeah, you're right. The hammerhead is the smallest one.
Yeah. There, you can break glass with those. So what you want to do is you want to put them like on the glass next to each other and then slide them over each other. You don't want to slam them on top of each other.
But the Seachem scraper set, that's another really good one for cleaning tools.
Are we selling the watercolor set online?
No.
That's just scaping tools, not cleaning tools. But.
Maintenance tools.
Maintenance tools. Oh, yeah. I think they said cleaning tools. So
they did, but maintenance.
Yeah.
Those all go together. And
good forceps, good sand flattener, good scissors.
Are we selling those online?
No, I only figured out that we had them like a couple days ago. So.
Yeah, those are amazing. Ben got those as gifts for everyone that worked here a year or two ago.
Oh man, at least 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, and I love my set. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'll put them up because it seems like we're going to have enough to go through the holidays. But yeah, we're selling sets that just come with like long scissors, long forceps, and a sand flattener. And they have a little zip-up case with our logo on it too.
Yeah.
Super handy. I love mine.
The tools are all engraved, I think, with our logo as well.
Yep.
I think they're etched.
It is etched. That is the word. I also, there's extra space in the case for like, I have another pair of like finer forceps that I use more often in there. And I have all my scraping tools and I have like a sponge thing that I use to, not like a kitchen sponge, but a sponge that I use in my aquariums.
It's always well. Adobe Pad for me.
Yeah. Very handy. Handy little case. I feel so cool carrying it around the house.
A professional aquascaper.
Professional home aquascaper.
Yeah. My favorite thing about that was like reaction anyone had to having that was Robbie using it for service routes and being like, look how professional I look.
Adorable.
10 out of 10.
Cleaning tools.
Yeah, sorry.
No, maintenance tools. That's good. All encompassing.
On the same thread of stuff that it's really hard for us to justify spending money on, a dosing pump.
Ooh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah. Anyone who's growing stuff in their tank can use a dosing pump. Yeah.
If your person has coral or plants, trust me, they can use a dosing pump.
Yes, and they want one.
They do. They're so fun to mess with.
The Aqua Vitro Sentia dose, I think, is probably the best for like a gift because then you can at least get them started with the
like, it's like a starter pack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. With like one thing to dose, and if they want to add on more, then they can.
Yeah. What's really nice about that pack, and I'm going to go into it. So there's the primary, which is basically the brain, and then the secondary. And the secondary, so if you're starting them off, you probably want to get the primary and then a secondary. But the nice thing about the primary is that we don't know what the threshold of how many secondaries you can attach to it is, because the most I've heard was, well, I put 11 on it and then I ran out of things that I thought I could try dosing and it still works.
For me, if I had 3, it would be everything I'd want to dose.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, who's going to need... who in their right mind is going
to
need... like?
Well, the C-Chem people are also like using it to dose or to add like RO water for top off, yes, and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
But like... in order to do that, like, you've got to measure how much your tank is evaporating to top it off. So it's like a whole thing.
Yeah, they're a bunch of nerds. They were so much fun.
They were a lot of fun. Yeah, that's a really good one. I mean, if you really love someone, you could get them into like an Apex system.
Oh, God.
Or even like the Felix, it seems pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Those are a lot.
That's
something to dive into. You know someone with a huge reef system that just spends an hour every day dosing.
Then ask them why they don't already have it.
Yeah.
Because they can afford it.
Saving money at this point. Oh. That's a good one.
What else, Charles?
I'm going to name drop a very specific thing that I didn't pop in on Eva's maintenance tool set because I think it deserves its own because it is world changing for every person who's ever got one.
I know what you're gonna say.
It's a Python.
Yes.
The full name is a Python No Spill Clean and Fill. It's basically a siphon that you can attach to your sink. It's like 50 feet long, up to 100 depending on which model you get and how many expansions you put onto it. And good Lord, like if you're doing the whole bucket thing, that's a lot of work.
Even for one tank, it's a lot of work. I don't want to carry a 5-gallon bucket full of water.
That's,
I can't believe I had like over a dozen tanks and I was doing weekly water changes on all of them with 5-gallon buckets for years before I bought a Python.
I know. You started working here and you were like, because we have those just all over the place here, and you were like, son of a bitch.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
Yes, exactly. They're amazing.
So nice.
And get the Python. Every other version, brand of this I've ever worked with, they leak like right away.
The hose is so nice.
Yeah. Like it's weird when, we've been around hoses too much. We're like, we'll pick one up and we're like, this is some good ass vinyl.
It's so smooth and velvety.
The Pythons get more usable with age.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They start out very stiff, and then as you use them, they become easier and easier to use. And that is how you know that something is a high quality product, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other hoses over time will like pinch and crimp up and get that sort of folded thing.
Ugh. We abuse ours, and it takes a lot to get them to do things weird.
You're so not nice to them.
No, we're not.
The other day we found, I still don't know who did this, but I found a Python that somebody had just chopped off both ends, for some reason. And so, but you can just like reattach.
Well, we did have an employee once who was like, you know, I think if I poked a hole in this, it would go faster. So like, you just never know what people are going to do.
You made me like, my brain just like
what is a siphon?
Up.
A siphon is a vacuum. What can't you do with a vacuum? Poke a hole in it.
I mean, anyway. You can, but then it's not a vacuum anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you can poke a hole in it one time.
It'll go faster onto the floor.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of aquarists out there who only have like a 20 or a 30 gallon tank, so they can get away with just doing the bucket changes.
Yeah.
But so they haven't sprung for the Python just yet. Because they're like $60 for the starter system, I think.
Or is it more? It's more than that.
More now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 60 or 70. But that's probably for that's for the 25 foot. So that should be enough for most people.
Yeah.
For some reason, my brain thought the 50 foot was the standard. I didn't realize they had a smaller one.
Yeah. Yeah, the 25 foot is what it starts off at. And then you can get like extensions too. You can get a 10 or 25 foot extension.
Yeah. No, they're great.
Totally worth it.
On a similar note of like maintenance luxuries that make a huge difference if you need them, a fill pump. You'd be surprised at how many people don't have a pump that can actually push water up,
especially for salt water. Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Most of the little pumps that we have don't have enough head pressure to go from the ground to a tank.
Yeah.
So like a Supreme Mag Drive is what we usually use around here, but we just got one of those Milwaukee pumps that you can just like stick in a bucket and just goes. It goes faster. It's cheaper than the aquarium pumps. But like if we've got anybody who's moving a lot of water around or does like summer tubs or anything like that, just something that can actually push water up makes a huge difference.
That's a really good one too.
Yeah, that pump made my last tank move
otherwise
so fast.
Just relying on gravity to move water, and that means you're starting a siphon. You have to make sure that your bucket is below your tank, which if you're doing a tub, good luck.
Yeah.
That's just a whole lot of messing, but you can do... You're unstoppable with a good water pump.
Well, and a lot of tanks, like, to lift a bucket up, I'm lifting, like, up over my shoulder to dump it in the tank, which is unreasonable for me.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to at least empty out half of it before I get going.
I've made so many messes that way.
Yeah.
When you were like, I can do anything, I was like, with my hover round, I can go anywhere.
Oh, man.
Yeah, whatever. That's an assistive device I'm not going to complain about.
Exactly.
I think tacking onto Charles Sentia, I was thinking nice supplements, especially for somebody with freshwater plants, just like a whole range of like ADA supplements or even the CCAM supplements are great. Anything like that would be really, really nice to have just to play with.
This would be good stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how much hobbyists don't experiment because they're like, but like you give them the stuff to play around with.
What if I don't use it?
Yes, exactly. And so like what would playing around with potassium in my tank do? I don't know.
How much potassium versus iron versus...
Exactly.
Et cetera, et cetera. And then once you know you like it, you can keep buying it. No
shame. Yeah.
But if you don't know you like it, it's hard to buy it sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it's Charles' turn again.
I'm running out.
I was about to say, I did the Python. I thought that was just me.
You did the Python.
I think it's your turn, actually. I think we skipped you.
That's why I said the supplements.
Oh. Sneaky, sneaky.
Sneaky little devil.
I was trying to get us back in order, guys.
Fine, fine.
A light upgrade can be a really good present if you know what you're doing. Like, if you're an experienced aquarium keeper and you're buying for somebody who... like maybe can't afford the upgrade that they want or something like that.
Or even if somebody's just been like, if you just mention to them, oh, your plants are looking pretty good. Like, how have you been getting this growth? They'll probably start talking about the light they wish they had.
Yeah.
And
that's
then
true.
You can buy that for them.
That's definitely one to be careful of though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, a gift card is never a bad idea.
Right.
Yeah. My next one, I literally just wrote down permission.
Like
tacking, like it's a slightly different tactic than the gift card, But
oh, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, like if you're like, okay, I'll go with you to the store, and we can get something.
Yeah, oh. It's weird to like. It's almost weird to give your significant other a gift card of like, well, yeah. We could just go together and say, hey, this is the amount we have set
like,
aside
I
for this right now.
I almost feel like this, like, okay, like, cute couple idea, and it's stupid. But that's what being a couple is. It's all about being as stupid as you can until you die. you just make one of those, like, and I'm going to use a naughty word because it expresses the idea. You make the shittiest possible made, like, coupon.
Yes.
And you give that to them. Hilarious.
I thought you were going to say permission to set up another aquarium. Because a lot of couples come in here and yeah. it's one partner to the other just, oh, I wish I could set up that 60-gallon.
Oh, even that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that where it's like, you know what? Okay, we can get rid of my old ugly chair and put a new nice aquarium there instead.
Or even just like, oh, I've been thinking about, and it's person specific, but it's mm-hmm. like you've been thinking you want to upgrade to a larger tank. You've been thinking you want a second tank. You've been thinking you want that light upgrade. You've been thinking blah, blah, blah.
They have a 40 breeder that is the same footprint as a 65. That's a really fun upgrade. If
yeah.
you're interested in that. I did that myself not too long ago. That's why it's at top of mind.
Yeah, yeah. I did that too.
It's a good upgrade. It's very really worth it. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I definitely think going to the aquarium store with somebody, letting them spend an hour talking to you about their hobby, brings so much light to any aquarist's life.
Yeah.
They love it.
I think one of my favorite versions of that is a friend of Ben. He and his wife, they keep a saltwater tank together. And so the wife will come in with the kids and she'll help pick out a fish for dad. They'll pay for it because mom keeps the same tank. She knows what dad wants. She'll sort of present, she'll talk through or present options. And, like, this is like the top tier. You don't have to invest this much. But, and then he gets to come in. He has the experience of coming in. He doesn't always know what the fish is, though. He just knows it's on the wish list of things he and his wife have been talking about.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, wow, I'm going home with this today. Cool. Like, it's cute.
The gift of not having to think about it.
Yes.
Not having to make the plan or the arrangements.
That's like a good life lesson. The yeah. gift of not having to think about it.
Yes.
Take that home, kids.
just tuck that
all of
away.
Our ancient wisdom.
So
Nick
wise.
Puts in the description, this is the wisest episode we have ever produced.
Oh.
All of the life advice.
On a similar note, just tickets to your local aquarium. Your actual
oh,
public
yeah.
aquarium.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Did you just come up with that or was that on your list?
No, I just came up with that thinking about it because, I mean, and like, it's only a gift if you are willing to go with and you're willing mm-hmm. to listen to them. But there's nobody that I know of that wouldn't want that.
Even non-aquarists mm-hmm. get a kick out of that.
There is a concept in my social circles as the Charles Shed Tour.
Spend 12 hours open to close.
I've been going there long enough that I know the dolphins by name. I know a few of the trainers. I know like the sharks and stuff. And so, yeah, I have a lot of fun there. So yeah, no, I don't, it doesn't matter if they've been going there for years, buy them the damn ticket.
Yeah.
It's fun every time.
It never hurts to have another excuse.
No.
And aquariums, one of the coolest things about them is that they're never the same, like 1 minute to the next.
Right.
So you can revisit an aquarium over and over and it will be different every time. And it's always going to be a fun time to go.
Yeah.
Now we just have to actually get one in Grand Rapids.
I know.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, does anyone else have any other things on their list?
I do.
You do? I have nothing left. That was all of mine.
Cash.
Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing a theme here.
I was thinking, like, I don't know, like airline vouchers. Like, everybody wants to travel.
No, pay a scientist off to name a fish after them.
Ooh. I mean, that should be a scam that we start, like, the star naming
yes.
things.
Ooh.
We just come up with a fish and be like, that's your fish. Its name is Harold.
10 out of 10.
Okay, what are the actual things?
Well, all right. I think this is, and we're kind of dwindling off here, right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty short and sweet episode this week, but I wonder if that might actually be more to the goals of our listeners, because if they want anyone related to them to actually listen to this, you know, they can share it on their Facebook or whatever. It should be more digestible. At least I would hope. But thank you to everyone who's listening. Be sure to head over to watercolorsaquariumgallery.com and see if there's anything there you'd like to put on your list. Find us on Facebook, the Watercolors Aquarium Gallery Podcast Listeners Group, which is amazing. I hope you all are enjoying your holiday season. We will be back next week, some combination of us. And until then, have lots of fun and keep those hands wet.